This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government announces financial assistance to dependent of security personnel in case of fatality while on election duty. Top leaders of five-party alliance addressing election mass meeting in Pokhara today. And civilians now out of Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. Now, the news in detail. The government will provide financial assistance of rupees 2 million to its dependent families in case of death of security personnel while on election security duty. On the proposal of Home Minister Balkrishna Khat, the cabinet meeting held this morning decided to provide rupees 2 million financial assistance to their dependent family in case of death of security personnel, including temporary police personnel. The meeting also decided that the government will bear the expenses incurred for the treatment of security personnel, Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, National Investigation Department and temporary police personnel who were injured during the election. The meeting has also decided to provide ration allowance to the temporary police personnel deployed in the Himalayan district as per the district rate equivalent to a police constable. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba, including top leaders of the five-party alliance, will be addressing an election mass meeting in Pokhara today. The mass meeting has been scheduled to be held at Amar Singh Chowar of Pokhara, given the local-level election taking place on coming May 13. According to Nepali Congress Kaski President Kishore Datta Baral, CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal are also among those leaders addressing the event. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, has appealed to the voters to ensure the victory of UML candidates in the upcoming local election. Speaking at a press conference at the party's central office in Chasal today, UML chair KP Sharma Oli appealed to make UML candidates victorious for the prosperity, development and political stability of the country, stating that other parties do not have clear plans, policies and programs for the development of the country. Chair Oli claimed that UML has a clear policy and plan to make Nepal the best country and Nepalese the happy Nepali. Expressing dissatisfaction over the decision of Election Commission to change the color of the ballot paper, Chair Oli said that the commission should not take any decision that would benefit any particular party. World Donkey Day is being observed today to raise awareness about the plight of these helper animals, including further treatment. Although there is no official program on this day in Nepal, non-governmental organizations have started celebrating the day to raise awareness about the treatment, care and shelter of donkeys who are injured and weak or in the last days of their life. The Mughli-Narayangarh road section, which was blocked due to landslides, has come back into operation. The landslide at Tope Khola in Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 6 had blocked the road since 7:40 p.m. yesterday. According to District Police Office Chitwan, the road came into operation at 5:30 a.m. this morning. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 17 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29 degrees Celsius. At present, there is an influence of local winds, a low-pressure system developed from Madhya Pradesh to Tamil Nadu in India, and western low-pressure system in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine and Russia have announced that all elderly people, women and children have been evacuated from the besieged Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol. The operation began a week ago, coordinated by the United Nations and Red Cross. Ukrainian forces are holding out at the heavily bombed plant, the last part of the city not under Russian control. Russia has besieged the plant for weeks, demanding the surrender of its defenders from the Azov battalion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said more than 300 civilians had been rescued from the plant, although the Russian Defense Ministry gave a much lower number, saying 51 people have been evacuated over 3 days. Mr. Zelensky said diplomatic efforts were continuing to get military personnel out of Mariupol. John Lee has been named Hong Kong's new leader after a closed voting in which he was the sole candidate. His appointment is being widely seen as a move by the Chinese government to tighten its grip on the city. Known as a staunch Beijing supporter, Mr. Lee oversaw the sometimes violent crackdowns on pro-democracy protesters in 2019. Mr. Lee replaces outgoing chief executive Carrie Lam, who had served since 2017. Hong Kong was handed back to China from Britain in 1997 under the agreement that rights such as freedom of assembly and freedom of speech would be guaranteed in the territory. Scientists have said the recycling of e-waste must urgently be ramped up because mining the earth for precious metals to make new gadgets is unsustainable. One study estimated that the world's mountain of discarded electronics in 2021 alone weighed 57 million tons. The Royal Society of Chemistry, RSC, says there now needs to be a global effort to mine that waste rather than mining the earth. It points out that geopolitical unrest, including the war in Ukraine, has caused huge spikes in the price of materials like nickel, a key element in electric vehicle batteries. Global conflicts also pose a threat to supply chains for precious metals. New research by the RSC also revealed a growing demand for consumers for more sustainable technology. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government announces financial assistance to dependent of security personnel in case of fatality while on election duty. Top leaders of five-party alliance addressing election mass meeting in Pokhara today. And civilians now out of a job-stalled steel plant in Mariupol. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.